ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 26, The Hellish Planets, Text Number 37. Evam vidaha narakaha yama alaye santi shatashaha shahasrashaha teshu sarveshu cha सर्वे एवा अधर्मवर्तिनः। ये केचित् इहा उदिताः अनुदिताः च अवनीपते पर्यायेन विशन्ति तथा एव धर्म अनुवर्तिनः। इतरत्र इहा तु पुनः भवे ते उभयशेषाभ्याम् निविशन्ति। एवं विदा नरका यमालये सन्ति शतशः सहस्राशस्तेषु सर्वेषु च सर्व एवाधर्म वर्तिनो। ये केचित् इहोदिता अनुदिताश्चावनिपते पर्यायेना विशन्ति तथैव धर्मानुवर्तिना। इतरता इह तु पुनर्भवेत उभय शेषाभ्याम् निविशन्ति। एवं विदाः ऑफ दिस सॉर्ट नरकाः the many hells, Yama Alaye, in the province of Yamaraj, Santi, are Shatashaha, hundreds, Sahasrashaha, thousands, Teshu, in those hellish planets, Sarveshu, all, Cha, also, Sarve, all, एवा इंडीड अधर्मवर्तिनः। पर्सन्स नॉट फॉलोइंग द वेदिक प्रिंसिपल्स आर रेगुलेटिव प्रिंसिपल्स। ये केचित् हूज एवर इह हियर उदिताः मेंशन्ड अनुदिताः नॉट मेंशन्ड च एंड अवनीपते ओ किंग पर्यायेना अकॉर्डिंग टू द डिग्री ऑफ डिफरेंट काइंड्स ऑफ सिंफुल एक्टिविटी विशन्ति दे एंटर तथा एवा सिमिलरली धर्म अनुवर्तिनः। दोज हु आर पायस एंड एक्टिंग एक्ट अकॉर्डिंग टू द रेगुलेटिव प्रिंसिपल्स आ Vedic injunctions, itaratra, elsewhere, iha, on this planet, tu, but, punah bhave, into another birth, te, all of them, ubhaya sheshabhyam, by the remainder of the results of piety, are vice, nivishanti, they enter Translation purported by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear King Parikshit, in the province of Yamaraj, there are hundreds and thousands of hellish planets. The impious people I have mentioned and also those who I have not mentioned must all enter these various planets according to the degree of their impiety. Those who are pious, however, enter other planetary systems, namely the planets of the demigods. Nevertheless, both the pious and impious are again brought to the earth after the results of their pious or impious acts are exhausted. Purport. This corresponds to the beginning of Lord Krishna's instructions in Bhagavad Gita, Tata Dehantara Praptihi. Within this material world, one is simply meant to change from one body to another in different planetary systems. Urdvam Gachanti Sattvastha. Those in the mode of goodness are elevated to the heavenly planets. Adho Gachanti Tamasaha. Similarly, those too engrossed in ignorance enter the hellish planetary systems. Both of them, however, are subjected to the repetition of birth and death. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that even one who is very pious returned to earth after his enjoyment in the higher planetary systems is over. Kshine punye matyalokam vishanti. Therefore, going from one planet to another does not solve the problems of life. The problems of life will only be solved when we no longer have to accept a material body. This can be possible if one simply becomes Krishna conscious. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo vetti tattvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti so arjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. This is the perfection of life and the real solution to life's problems. We should not be eager to go to the higher heavenly planetary systems, nor should we act in such a way that we have to go to the hellish planets. The complete purpose of this material world will be fulfilled when we resume our spiritual identities and go back home back to Godhead. The very simple method for doing this is prescribed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sarvadharman Parityaja, Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. One should be neither pious nor impious. One should be a devotee and surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. This surrendering process is also very easy. Even a child can perform it. Manmanabhava Madbhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru. One must always simply think of Krishna by chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One should become Krishna's devotee, worship Him and offer obeisances to Him. Thus, one should engage all the activities of his life in the service of Lord Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Don't think that again and again I'm giving class, because I'm just like a 12th man, you know, in a cricket team. If somebody gets injured, you know, he substitutes. Like that, somebody is supposed to give the class, and in the morning Mangalarti said he cannot give, why don't you give? I said okay. Yesterday morning Rupilas Prabhu said, Prabhuji, there is no one to give class. Gopal Kishmar is supposed to give, he is not giving, can you give? I said okay. Preetivardhanam lecture I gave. Then Haripriya Mataji called, Prabhuji, there is no one, you know, there is a crisis. Can you give and can you come and give class? I said okay. In the yesterday school I gave class. Then today morning or Radhika can said, nobody is there to give class. Can you give? I said okay. Giving Bhagavatam class is difficult because you have to prepare. But Brahmachari is you know, supposed to give class. You know, always be prepared for giving class, right? Because we have to keep reading and something. Prabhupada said, if you don't know anything, just quote one verse from Brahma Samhita and explain it. People will like it. Of course, I'm not going to do that, but Hare Krishna. So now the description of hellish planets is almost finished. So here Sukadeva Goswami is saying that those who perform pious activities, they go to heavenly planets, and those who perform impious activities, and there are so many hundreds and thousands of hellish planets, the sinful activities which he has not described, and then they go there like that. So but whether you go to hellish planet or heavenly planet, one has to come back. So if one goes to heavenly planet, kshine punya marti lokam vishanti, as soon as punya is finished, he has to come back again to this on this earthly planet, right? And again, even if somebody has committed sinful activities and he was sent to hellish planets, they will come back again on this earthly planet. These Christians, they think that once you go to hell, you are there for eternally. And then even Muslims also, they think like that. But actually, this earthly planet is called Karma Bhumi. Just suppose a rich man, he earns a lot of money during the week, and weekend he goes to Lonavala. So once he goes to Lonavala, he doesn't have the capacity to earn money there because he has no business enterprise there. And he takes cash from here and then he spends money enjoying there. As soon as the money is finished, he has to come back again. Like that, if you go to heavenly planets, we don't have the opportunity to perform karma, to further our stay there and all. As soon as we go there, our meter is switched on. Tick, 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 tick. So if you keep on enjoying, our pious credits getting debited. Right? So people, they think that they can go to Nandan Kanan, enjoy with beautiful women. And suppose somebody is gone there and then he is embracing a very beautiful apsara there. Then the reading showed zero. what happens? Indra, Devdutas will come and drag that boy, that man from the embrace of that apsara, and they threw him in the, hey, Magira, bachao, bachao. Right? Like that. So, in the same way, hellish planets also, same thing. Once the punishment is over, again they are brought up on this earthly planet. Again, we have to start the karmas again. Like that. So, it goes on like that. It is going on since time immemorial. Anadi Bahirmukha. Right? So, Urdvam Gacchanti Sattvastha Madhya Tishtanti Rajasa Jaganna Gunavrittistha Adho Gacchanti Tamasa. Right? It is just like somebody is chained with golden handcuffs. Right? Somebody is chained with silver handcuffs. And somebody is chained with iron handcuffs. Which is better? Which one you prefer? Huh? Which one you prefer? Huh? Golden handcuffs. Somebody is chained with golden handcuffs. And somebody is chained with silver handcuffs. We are all handcuffed. Right? Somebody is chained with iron handcuffs. Which one you prefer? What's your name? Huh? Which one you prefer? Huh? Yeah? Yeah, it's all same. Why you want handcuffs? Golden handcuffs. Right? So we are all chained. Whether you go to heavenly planet, whether you go to on the earthly planet, whether you are in hellish planet, you are handcuffed, So a person who is living in jail, he is not happy. He is not happy. He is not free. So that is why Prabhupada writes, the purpose of human life should be to stop this cycle of birth and death and forever, go back to Godhead. Right? Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tattvataha tyaktva deham punarjanma naitimam etiso arjuna. That is why in Vedic education, this is this is not taught, you know, how to enjoy your senses and all. You know, right from the beginning, a child is taught how to tolerate, you know, desire for sense pleasures. How to tolerate, how to overcome. Okay? So, Dr. Patel asked Srila Prabhupada, what is the difference between education and culture? Right? So Prabhupada said, culture means human being. Human being. Human being means? What is the minimum qualification to be called as a human being? Human being means minimum qualification is one who is following, one who is avoiding these four sins. Means one who is following four regulative principles. No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. He is called a human being. That's why Srila Prabhupada said, first you become conscious, then you can become Krishna conscious. Right? First you become conscious, then you can become Krishna conscious. Then Prabhupada said, culture is the background of education. So what is education? Education means matruvat paradareshu, you know, loshtravat paradravyeshu, atmavat sarvabhuteshu. If somebody thinks that, you know, except one's wife, every other woman is a mother, and somebody thinks that other's property is like a stones, you know, pebbles, and somebody thinks that, you know, other's pain is my pain, you know, that is called educated person, not somebody who is going to Harvard University and getting an MBA degree or IIM Ahmedabad or Lucknow. That is not education, right? That is why Srila Prabhupada said, once he was doing a program in Australian University in Melbourne, and they were very rowdy. They were offending Srila Prabhupada like anything. And then Madhudvisha Swami and all, they had to protect Prabhupada and, you know, take him out and then, you know, speed off in the car. So later on Srila Prabhupada said, see, they are spending so much money, all these Australian universities, American universities, they are so well made and nicely, beautifully built, big, you know, universities like that. So Srila Prabhupada said, see, sir, they are such nice, beautiful buildings and so much money they are spending. And but what kind of people they are producing? It is just like, you know, Pahad ko koda or Nikla Chuba. Right? Pahad ka koda or Nikla Chuba. Like, you know, they are making such big, you know, establishments, but they are producing characterless people. They have no character. You know, education, culture, education and culture means that person should have character, good character. You know, so that good character will come by culture, you know, spiritual. Prabhupada said, in World War II, what is the cause for World War II? Prabhupada said, Hitler said, sense gratification should be like this. And Churchill said, sense gratification should be like this. And both of them fought. Right? And then all the German ladies, they all prayed to God, oh God, if you are there, please, you know, bring back our husbands from the war. You know? And then all the British ladies, wives, they prayed, oh God, please bring back our husbands from the war. All of them got killed. And they all became atheist. Right? They all became atheist. Srila Prabhupada said, when there is no spiritual culture, when the spiritual culture is lost, like in Germany, World War II, in concentration camps, the prisoners are forced to drink and eat their own stool. Prabhupada said, when their spiritual culture is lost, human beings will become like animals. Right? I was always wondering why these terrorist activities take place. Why these terrorists are there. Right? Then I got an answer. I was reading one conversation by Prabhupada, and then Prabhupada is saying, see, in the jungle there are many animals. There are many animals. But all the animals are afraid of ferocious animals like tigers and lions. Right? So these tigers and lions, they come and kill other animals and eat. Right? Prabhupada said, in the same way, this human culture has become like animals. And all these terrorists are like ferocious animals. They come and kill. We think that, you know, all these innocent people are getting killed in the terrorist activities. But actually, they are not innocent. Because people have become like animals. So this ferocious, you know, bigger animals are coming and killing these lower animals. That's all. So this terrorism will be there, all these killings will be there, as long as we people remain as animalistic. But when they become like, when the Vedic spiritual culture is cultivated, then later on Srila Prabhupada said, this spiritual, this modern philosophy, modern people, they follow fraud, freed. Kya? Kya bolte? Freud. He has written a big book on sex philosophy, sex attraction. Srila Prabhupada said, writing so much and doing so much research on sex attraction, which is automatically there in pigs and dogs, it is just like a bringing a cannon and to kill mosquitoes. Right? So many books they write. So what is there, Prabhupada? You know why? You know we commit so many sinful activities because of lust, like that. That is why in Yakshaprashnas, Yakshaprashnas, Yaksha asked Yudhishthira Maharaj, Kenasvid Vindate Mahat. Kenasvid Vindate Mahat. How is Mahat perceived? How is Brahman is, Mahat means? How is Brahman is perceived? Then Yudhishthira Maharaj replied, Tapasa Vindate Mahat. You know, Mahat is perceived through tapasya. Right? That's why in Vedic culture, right from the beginning, from the age of 5, you know, children are taught, do tapasya, you know, tolerate, call every other woman as mother, like that. Why? Because, like Prahlad Maharaj says, there is no need to tell people how to enjoy the senses. You know, because dogs and cats also, it is natural. Natural. People are naturally attracted to sense enjoyment. Like in 11th canto Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says, Hamisha Madhya Seva. Nityastha jantu, you know, materialistic people are automatically attracted to eating meat and drinking alcohol, madhya seva, and womanizing. These three things, automatically they are attracted like that. So, one should be trained how not to be attracted to all these things, right? Like Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Bhishmadev, what is the greatest austerity one can perform? Doing tapasya or what else, you know? Then Bhishma Dev replied, giving up eating meat is the greatest austerity. You know? Because people are so much addicted to eating meat, naturally attracted, like that. Then later on Lord Shiva says, if somebody who gives up eating meat, they will be born beautiful in the next life. Right? We all, even if you don't go back home, back to Godhead, at least we'll be born beautiful in the next life. Right? Like that. Thoda usko bahar nikal. So, this tapasya, through tapasya we can perceive. Bhrigumuni, he approached his father Varuna. Then he said, Adichi Bhagavato Brahmeti. My Lord, teach me Brahman, about Brahman. Then Varuna replied, there are three things, Annamaya, Pranamaya. You know? So you go through this, and then there are ears and all, nose. You find out from where all these are coming. You know, that is Brahman. Right? Then how do we know? He said, tapasa vindate. By doing tapasya, you will know. Then he went there and he was meditating. Then he came back, said, what is Brahman? He asked, oh, Brahman means Anna. Anna. Right? He said, no, you go back again. Go back again. Do more. Then again he did tapasya, meditation. Then again he came back. He found out, yeah, what is Brahman? Brahman means prana. Right? No, you go back again. Like that. So, again he did tapasya. Then after that, very long tapasya, he came to know that they actually Brahman means, the source of everything. Pranamaya, Annamaya, everything, all the senses, everything. Brahman means the greatest. Right? So, ultimately, Anando Brahmeti Vijayane. So, Ananda. Bliss, happiness is Brahman. Right? Like that. So, we go further. Like, we find out who is Krishna. Right? So, Krishna is the personality of Godhead. Who is the personified bliss. Personified bliss. So, our aim is to... So, if somebody... Why somebody goes to heavenly planets? You know? Because they want happiness. You know? So, why somebody tries to be happy in this world? Because, you know, they think that by smoking, drinking, illicit sex, gambling, they can be happy. But actually, they cannot be happy. So, by doing all these activities, they are going to hell. And they suffer. You know. So, that is why the purpose of human life, you know, especially on this earthly planet. In heavenly planets, one cannot perform devotional service so much. Because so much enjoyment is there. In hellish planets, one cannot perform devotional service because there is so much suffering is there. Right? On earthly planet, moderate. If you can perform devotion, this earthly planet is the most suitable place for performing devotional service. That is why, especially in this age of Kali, it's very easy. You know, simply by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and taking prasad. Right? What is the tapasya for us? Like yesterday Gopal Krishna was saying, only tapasya is, we have to do is, you know, avoid the four sinful activities. Right? Beyond that, what tapasya is there? Right? Once they had a conference in Amritsar. So Mayavadi conference was going on and all of the Mayavadis, they were arguing tatvamasi, tatvamasi, you know, aham brahmasmi, this, that. So later Prabhupada was very bored. He was sitting in his kutir with Gurudas Prabhu and all. So meanwhile, one devotee brought gulab jamun. You know, bowl of gulab jamun. Prabhupada said, take two. Prabhupada is very fond of gulab jamuns. So Prabhupada took one gulab jamun, popped in his mouth. And then he said, let them argue and fight with each other who is Brahman, Tattvamasi. Let us enjoy Krishna by taking gulab jamun. Prabhupada said, they say a sinner had a past and a saint has a future. Right? You heard this? Huh? A sinner has a past, because he suffers because of past sinful activities. And a saintly person has a future. So what is Prabhupada said? What is the future of Hare Krishna devotees? Hey, you know, Srila Prabhupada said, the future of Hare Krishna devotees, all Hare Krishna devotees, is that one day they will join the Krishna Balaram picnic party and take laddu along with Krishna. Right? And Sandesh, somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, sometimes pure devotees, they are also in anxiety. Not usually, but sometimes they are in anxiety. Then the disciple asked, Prabhupada, what is your anxiety? You know, so my anxiety is today, what is there in Krishna's lunch box? Right? Krishna's lunch box. Like that time he said, the future of all Hare Krishna devotees is to join the picnic party of Krishna and Balaram. And take laddu, laglu, laglu, like that. One day, Srila Prabhupada cooked laglu. And then he fed it to Tamal Krishna Maharaj. He asked Tamal Krishna Maharaj, how is it, laglu? Srila Prabhupada, out of this world, transcendental. Then Prabhupada said, this is the same recipe used by Mother Yashoda in Golok Vrindavan. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, there is no surprise. It's not a surprise. You know, it is so transcendentally, blissfully tasty. Like that. So this is the future of Hare Krishna devotees. You know, for that, Prabhupada said, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yo Veti Tattvataha Tyaktva Deham Punarjanma Naitimam Ethiso Arjuna. Srila Prabhupada says, even the verse, that even if somebody blindly also accepts, out of blind faith also accepts that Krishna's janma is transcendental, Krishna's activities are transcendental, he will go back home, back to Godhead after leaving this body. Right? After leaving this body. But people won't accept, people won't accept. Name viduhu, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 10th chapter, Name viduhu suragana, maharshi namcha, prabhamamna maharshayaha, aham adirhi devanam, maharshi namcha, sarvashaha. Nobody knows me, including devatas and maharshis also. Why? Because I am the very source of them. Very source of them. Then Krishna says, Yomam ajam anadimcha veti loka maheshwaram. Sasarva vidbhajati mam. He becomes free from sinful activities. What is that? Bhagavad Gita is there. Oh, Hindi. Yomam ajam anadimcha vetiloka maheshwaram asammuda samartyeshu sarva papai pramuchyate. So Krishna is saying, what is the advantage, name viduhu suragana, what is the advantage of knowing that Krishna is the source of all demigods and all the maharshi ganas? Then Krishna says, yomam ajam anadimcha vetiloka maheshwaram. If somebody knows these three things, what is that? I am unborn. I am unborn, ajam, anadim. I have no beginning, but the beginning of everything else. Then Vetiloka Maheshwaram, I am the owner of all planetary systems. Then such a person, without illusion, without getting illusion, without any doubt, if somebody accepts these three things, that Krishna is unborn, Krishna is the source of everything, and Krishna is the source, owner of all planetary systems, then he will become free from all sinful reactions. All sinful reactions. Then, that is why Srila Prabhupada said, if you simply accept this one sentence, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, enough. Enough. Right? So when Srila Prabhupada went to Chennai, they are all full of Mayavadis. And then he had a meeting with lecture of all the judges, Chief Justice of High Court, all the lawyers and all. Prabhupada used to call them liars. Right? Liars. All liars they assembled. And Prabhupada was talking about Krishna consciousness. They were not able to understand anything because in Chennai, Kerala and all, full of Mayavadis, liars, and very difficult to, break their, like that. So, then what Prabhupada did, like a children, he was treating them like children. Okay, I will make you say something. You all repeat. So lawyers all said, okay. Said, okay, you tell Krishna, they all said, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they all will say, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Again you say, and you say, you'll make like children, Krishna, they all say, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like that. Right? Prabhupada said, if you accept this one sentence, enough, you don't have to read anything else. Right? You don't have to read anything else. Prabhupada said, all these books are meant, suppose if you are convinced of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you will become perfect. Then there is no, all these books are meant for making you convinced. If you are convinced, there is no need to read. Of course, by reading Prabhupada books, we get so much bliss. That is a different thing. But this is, it is like that. Right? So we have to become intelligent. We have to become intelligent. So, in the verse, it is saying, one should follow, by following Vedic regulations, Prabhupada, in the translation it is written, if by following Vedic regulations or rules and regulations given by in Vedas, one will go to heavenly planets. By disobeying them, you go to hellish planets, like that. Again, Yaksha asked, Rajan, kena cha buddhiman? O king, how does a person become wise? How does he become person, become wise? Then Yudhishthira Maharaj replied, Buddhiman Vruddha Sevaya. Buddhiman Vruddha Sevaya. Right? So by serving elders, you know, one becomes wise. Right? One becomes wise. So Lord Ramchandra used to respect three kinds of people always. Right? One is Shila Vruddha. Right? Another is Jnana Vruddha. And third is Vayo Vruddha. Right? Shila Vruddha means one who is completely endowed with all good qualities. Yeah? Shila Vruddha. So by serving such a person, one becomes wise. Another is Jnana Vruddha. One who is a very young boy, just 10, 15, 20 years old boy. But he is Jnana Vruddha. He is he knows Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, everything, Upanishads. He is also called Jnana Vruddha. And then Vayo Vruddha, you know, old person by age. So, you know, elderly people should be respected, right? Yeah. Like that. But Lord Krishna used to respected six kinds of people. Right? Ramchandra respected three kinds of people. Shila Vruddha, Vayo Vruddha, and Jnana Vruddha. And then, but Lord Krishna respected six kinds of people. Right? One is Nitya Annadata, food for life. Right? Nitya Annadata. And then Taruna Agnihotri. Every day one who performs, you know, Agnihotra ceremonies, you know, he is respected by Krishna. Then Vranta Vidhi. One who is a scholar in Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. One who is well versed in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, all Vedic, you know, Upanishads. Krishna used to respect them. Then Chandra Sahasra Darshi. You know what is Chandra Sahasra Darshi? Huh? Chandra sometimes, you know, has 100, you know, moons. 1000, it becomes, you know, 1000 ray, what you call, and it becomes into parts, like, you know, and it gives so much effulgence, like that. Chandra Sahasra Darshi, this kind of moon embellishment takes place every 83 years, 6 months, 215 days. That means a Vayo Vruddha. One who has seen darshan of, you know, Chandra Sahasra Darshi, he is called Vayo Vruddha. Then, one who is observing Ekadasi, Ekadasi Vrat Palak. One who is observing Ekadasi every time. Then Pati Vratastri. Krishna would respect. Right? So, by serving all these people, you know, one will become wise. So, now everybody, Prabhupada says that everybody is proud of, a pauper is proud of his penny. You know, they don't, because this material education is always progressing. So they think that, you know, we are more intelligent than these old men. Right? Old men. So what is the use of respecting these people? But actually, Krishna consciousness, old person, you know, suppose a young boy comes and gives lectures. Bachcha hai, bole. Right? But if a sannyasi or maharaj with grey hair, if he speaks, wow, everybody will come and hear. Right? So, for this old age is blessing for some people and curse for some people. Right? Old age is curse for a prostitute. Right? And old age is curse for singers. Right? And then old age is a curse for bodybuilders, wrestlers and all. Right? They lose like that. But old age is blessing for Jyotish, Brahmana, and then a devotee. A devotee. Because as the age grows, you know, your jnana also improves, and your maturity improves, your sadhana improves, and your understanding of scriptures improves, and people respect you. Like in the same way, Jyotish also. Like that. So, by taking shelter of a superior person, you know, a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada, one can actually go back home, back to Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada, he is recommending that, you know, one should take shelter of, one should completely surrender to Krishna, right? Here Prabhupada is writing. The very simple method for doing so is prescribed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarvadharman parityaja mamekam sharanam vraja. One should be neither impious nor pious or not impious. One should be devotee and surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. And the surrendering process is also very easy. Even a child can perform it. You know, a child can perform it. So, many people they ask, what is surrender? Right? Some surrender means what? Some joining in the temple and having, you know, sika and kanti mala and wearing saffron cloth? Huh? What is the definition given by Prabhupada? Surrender. What it is mean, surrender means? Anybody can tell? Huh? No, Prabhupada said, I told many times in the class. Many times I tell my congregation devotees, after 6 months, same class I give. Because I am sure that you forgot. You forget everything. Yeah, every time they say, nice class Prabhu, nice class Prabhu. No, I gave this class 6 months back. Oh, really, you forgot? Like that. Srila Prabhupada defined, surrender is, that's why Prabhupada is saying surrender means very easy. It's not very complicated. You know, not very complicated. In Ishopanishad, when one lecture, Srila Prabhupada defined surrender. Surrender means, Srila Prabhupada said, suppose the spiritual master tells, eat only prasadam, don't eat any outside food. You know? So one takes a vow that from today onwards, as per instruction of Srila Prabhupada, I won't eat any outside food. You know, I will honor only prasadam. Prabhupada said that is called surrender. Yeah, that is called surrender. There is no need to change your dress or anything. Any dress. Sthane sthita shutikatam tanvan manovir. Wherever you are, you know, wherever you are, whatever your one's vritti may be, one can still remain there and still completely surrender to Krishna. In the same way, Prabhupada says, chant 16 rounds, follow for regulative. If somebody takes a vow, that is called surrender. Like that, you know, slowly, slowly, like that. So, Srila Prabhupada says, surrender is absolute victory. Absolute victory. Just like there is a you know, match fixing is there. You know, match fixing. Like 2011, there was Cricket World Cup was there. So they were saying Underworld Cup. Because it is fixed by underworld. Right? Like that, there was a great match fixing took place that is there in Bhagavatam. You know which the match fixing? The fight between Vritrasura and Indra. The match was fixed. Right? Indra was supposed to win. That is why when Indra got rattled, he said, hey, this match is fixed, yeah. Just get up and, you know, throw the vajra, you know, I'll die. Right? That is Prabhupada writes, but actually externally Indra might have won, but internally real, absolute, you know, in the real sense, in the spiritual sense, Vritrasura had won. Because Indra had to stay back to live in this dirty material world, you know, fighting with demons and all. But Vritrasura, he went back home, back to Godhead. Right? So, this is the concept of absolute victory and relative victory. You know, sometimes these materialistic people may win relatively, but you know, just like Dhritarashtra was asking, oh, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, all these Pandavas and Kurus have assembled. What are they doing? You know, Srila Prabhupada jokes, you know, about this. You know, they have assembled on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and why Dhritarashtra is asking? Just like, you know, somebody brings a full plate of Mahaprasad you know, sweet rice, you know, sweet samosa, you know, peda sandesh, rice, dal, pakodas, you know, different five kinds of sabjis, and you keep the plate in front of devotee, and then you ask, what is he doing? Right? What he will do? He will grab, you know. Right? They say that, you know, stealing Mahaprasad is okay. Right? That's why we have to keep it locked. You know, all the sweets and all, you know, Janmashtami, I keep them locked. You know, still people, you know, they steal sweets. So you ask, you know, what are they doing? They eat. Right? In the same way, Krishna, what are they doing? So he was actually having a, you know, Dhritarashtra, you know, he is very attached to the post, Dhritarashtra. Like that, then he was hoping that, you know, okay, Kauravas, you know, Bhishma is there on our side, so Kauravas may win. But Sanjaya explained that actually the relative victory was there, you know, they were exiled to the forest, you know, Jutakrida, they won. All that stuff, but actually Sanjaya concluded Jaitu Pandu Putranam Esam Pakshe Janardana, you know, they actually the because victory of Pandu sons is assured, guaranteed, because Krishna is on their side. Krishna is there. So Kauravas might have tasted relative victory, but in the end, you know, they have actually absolute victory. You know, that is why, actually in Niti Shastra, it is said that Kala is playing chess game against conditioned living entities. And this material world is like a chess board. Right? And these two are there, white and black. You know, they are like ice. And sometimes, they are actually like day and night. You know, they are day and night. So, sometimes, the conditioned living entity tastes victory, just like, you know, becoming rich, you know, becoming a famous man, cricketer, this, that, you know, many people, they say, you know, in Mumbai, I am a self-made man, 5 rupay ke saath main gaon se aaya hai, abhi itna bada factory khada kar diya, right? So it's a relative victory, but in the end everything will be finished. Kala will finish everything. Right? Everything will be finished. That is why it is compared, material endeavor and material success is like a sitting on a moving you know, horse, rocking horse. You know, tick, 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 rocking horse. You know, you keep on, you know, moving on the rocking horse. But it doesn't take you anywhere. Right? Material endeavor and material success is like that. You may become a managing director, you may become a big industrialist, you may become a famous cricketer, but you may become this, you may become that. They are very proud, I am successful, this, that. But in the end, are they happy? They are not happy. Then in the end, everything will be taken away. Right? That is actually relative victory. But somebody at the end of life, if he can go back home, back to Godhead, then that is real success. That is real success. You know, just like when Ravanasur kidnapped Sita, you know, Jatayu saw, and Jatayu thought, okay, he is the friend of Dashrath Maharaj. Sita ji was crying, and immediately he fought with Ravanasur. You know, he is already 60,000 years old. You know, he became old, but still, you know, he thought, okay, let me give up my life for sake of Lord Ramchandra. You know, then they had a ferocious fight. And then Ravanasur also got injured. And he was very disturbed. Then, but he got a Chandrahasa Khadga. Then he took it and cut off his wings, cut off his feet. You know, but still, you know, Jatayu fought with his beaks. He didn't give up. You know, he didn't give up. He can excuse, or I am an old man. I am, my wings are cut off. But still, you know, he fought. But in the end, he fell down. So Sitaji told Jatayu, please tell, you know, my husband Ramchandra is coming. Please tell him that, you know, this rascal has kidnapped me. Somehow Jatayu, completely soaked in blood, is waiting for Lord Ramchandra to come. Even Lord Ramchandra had a doubt. Then Jatayu said, I fought like this with Ravanasur. You know, now my life air may be going out. may be going out. But your life air, just like my life air is going out, in the same way, your life air, Sita, was stolen by Ravanasur. Please go and find your life air, Sita. Like that. So apparently, Jatayu might have been defeated. You know? But actually, his real victory, because Lord Ramchandra, who could not perform Shraddha Sarmini for his own father, he performed Shraddha Sarmini of Jatayu. Then he said, my real grief is not that Sita was taken away, but because my real grief is, you know, that you are dying. Like that. Right? So who is successful? Because Jatayu was successful because he gave up his life fighting for the pleasure of Lord Ramchandra. Right? Lord Ramchandra. That is why we have to follow in the footsteps of great devotees who have completely surrendered to Krishna. Give up. A surrendered soul means just like a sold out animal. You know, he has no desires. He has no issues. You know, he has no complaints. You know, whatever, you know, Krishna ordains for me, it is okay. Like that. So, in the same way, Vishwamitra Muni. You know, Vishwamitra Muni also, it is said that he became very infamous because of Menaka, Urvasi, and then Trishanku Swarga, and that Trishanku Swarga was falling off. Then they were calling Vishwamitra, instead of calling Vishwamitra, they were calling him Vishwa Amitra. You know, because that Trishanku Swarga was falling off. You know, and then just like, you know, meteor, you know, colliding with something, it will blast like that. And they are very afraid. Trishanku Swarga is falling off and collide with earthly planet, and it will be destroyed everything. Then Lord Vishnu had to come and save the like that. You know, but somehow he was doing tapasya and all. Then he found out that Lord Ramchandra appeared, you know, in Dashrath Maharaj's home, and even though he was very powerful, on the pretext of killing, protecting the sacrifices and killing the demons, he came to Dashrath Maharaj. You know? So Dashrath Maharaj, why? Because he understood that, you know, he has to surrender completely. You know? So that is why he came to Dashrath Maharaj and take Lord Ramchandra. Then that is why Ramayana is called Balkanda, not because Lord Ramchandra did not perform any childhood pastimes, because still it is called Balkanda after the name of Vishwamitra Muni. Why? Because from Panditya, he became Bala. He was a big pandit, right? Big tapasvi. But he became like a Bala. Just like that is why Prabhupada is saying, even a child also can surrender. Even a child is easy for them to surrender. Right? So that is, he became Bala, and then he became surrendered soul. Right? Like that. That is why the Shivaishnava Acharya's comment that Balakanda is named after Vishwamitra Muni, because Vishwamitra Muni performed this act of surrender. Actually, Ramayana is called Sharanagati Gadya. You know, Ramanujacharya calls Ramayana as Sharanagati Gadya. In each Kanda, there are some devotees who have performed Sharanagati. So Ramayana completely teaches surrender. You know, that for them is the highest principle, surrender to Krishna or surrender to Rama, like that. So so Vishwamitra Muni came to Dashrath Maharaj, and he, you know, then Dashrath Maharaj asked, you know, Ahishta Punarjanma Jayaya. He didn't ask, oh, he didn't embrace, you know, like they say, embrace, how are you? Right? You know, he asked, how is your battle with Punarjanma, you know, overcoming Punarjanma is going on? Are you successful? Are you victorious in this process of getting victory over Janma Mrityu? Like that. So Vishwamitra Muni said, appreciate it. And nobody would ask like this. I appreciate you, my dear Dashrath Maharaj. Then he said, further only I came. Right? So Vishwamitra Muni is playing a dual role. You know? He is acting like an acharya, you know, because he wants to instruct Lord Ramchandra and all. Then he is acting like a sadhaka also, because he wants to surrender to Lord Ramchandra. And then even Lord Ramchandra is also playing the dual role. He is playing the role of a sadhaka, disciple, and serving the spiritual master. And then also he is playing the role of Supreme Personality of Godhead to give, accept the surrender of Vishwamitra Muni. Like that. Then Dashrath Maharaj is protesting. You know, he is addressing Ramchandra as Rajiv Lochana. You know, his eyes are like lotus petal, lotus flowers. So while he is addressing Acharya's comment, that you know, because lotus, you know, blooms in the sunrise, and then it shrinks, it closes during the night time. So my son is a very small boy. As soon as night comes in, he will sleep. And you are taking him to forest and all. How will you know, you are a sleeping kid, you know, how will he protect you? So let him stay here. Like that. Vishwamitra Muni becoming angry. And then Vasishtha Muni convinced, no, he'll be alright. Like that. Rama and Lakshman. Lakshman said, I will also come. Actually, Vishwamitra Muni didn't ask. Ek pe ek free hai. Right, bonus offer. Right, he asked only for Ramchandra. He is getting Lakshman also, free sevaks. Right, then they were walking on by, you know, on the bank of Saryu and all. Then he saw Ram and Lakshman. You know, they are princes. They are very. They don't have the habit of, you know, walking and all. You know, but then Vishwamitra Muni he gave some mantra. Mantra Oshadi. So you chant this mantra, all the fatigue and tiredness and all will go away. Right? Then Ramchandra, then Vishwamitra Muni initiated Ramchandra with mantras and all. Then Ramchandra looked at Lakshmana. Now Lakshmana is only working like a brother and a sevak. Then Ramchandra initiated Lakshman. Okay, you also take this mantra. Now Lakshman became three. He is playing three parts. What are they? Bratra, brother, Shishya became a disciple and Sevak. Servant. Like that. Then night time, you know, they because Vishwamitra Muni thought that they will not be able to sleep on the, you know, bare floor. So he made some kusha grass bed and all. So Rama and Lakshman, they were sleeping very nicely. Right? So, Vishwamitra Muni did not sleep whole night. Right? Why? Because the lotus-faced Ramchandra, most beautiful, handsome, you know, Sundar, you know, Ramchandra is sleeping. Right? So, he was simply looking at the lotus face of Ramchandra, spent the whole night, you know, without sleeping. Like that. Then when he got up, in the morning time, then he said, Kaushalya Shupraja Ramam Purva Sandhya Pravartate Uttishta Narashartula Kartavyam Daiva Mahnikam. Right? He is actually Venkateshwara Suprabhatam, first shloka. Kaushalya Supraja Rama. It is said that, hey Kaushalya, he didn't say Dashrath Sutta. He said Kaushalya Sutta. Why? Because, you know, Kaushalya did not protest, you know, taking away Ramchandra like Dashrath Maharaj. So that is why it is said that Matru Prema Shata Adhika. Means the father has great love for the son, but mother has 100 times more love than father. Still, you know, Kaushalya did not protest. That is why you are very fortunate that, you know, you got a mother like Kaushalya. Right? Then Uttishtanara Sandhya, Purva Sandhya Pravartate. Son is born in the eastern direction. But why sun rises? When the sun rises, darkness is dispelled. But when you raise, you are also great son. When you raise and look at the people, the darkness in the heart will be vanquished. So please get up and perform your duties like that. Then Ramchandra reached Stanva Ashram. You know, then he asked, what is the significance of this ashram? Then Vishwamitra Muni said, here Lord Shiva was doing tapasya, and then Urvashi came, and then she tried to, Kamadev came and tried to disturb Lord Shiva before his marriage to Uma. Then Lord Shiva destroyed this Kamadev. You know, he made him Ananga. That's why that place is called Angadesh. right? Hungerish. So so what the sadhaka, this is, you know, process of surrender by Vishwamitra Muni, and then it applies to all of us. Said, you know, when Kamadev attacked Lord Shiva, what did Lord Shiva do? He made him senseless. Like that, when Kama attacks us, we should make the Kama, we should cut off the Kama senses by getting attached to Krishna. And that connection, we should cut it out. You know, so that Kama will not disturb us. Like that. So this is the first process. You know, in order to surrender to Krishna, you know, we have to give up lust. We have to give up lust. So how to give up lust? By making him ananga. You know, without senses. Like that. Then they reached another place. It is called Malda and Karusha provinces. You know, then he said, it's all, you know, it's like a forsaken place. You know, forsaken place. Then Ramchandra asked, what is the significance of this place? So when Indra killed Vritrasura, he came here to, you know, then the sinful reactions, they are, you know, following Indra, and then he was very disturbed. So he came here to take bath in the sarovar, and then he became purified. So Acharya's comment that this Malda refers to Manoveg. Manoveg. And this Karusha refers to Sharira Veg. So first you have to give up lust. And then we have to Vacho Vegam Manasa Krodha Vegam. Right? So this Sharira Veg and Manoveg we have to give up. Right? By getting purified in the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Then later on, then Ramchandra asked, if this auspicious place and where Indra got purified, why this is, you know, forsaken, like a desert, very tamal, you know. So, then Vishwamitra Muni explained that this place is, you know, habitat of Tataki, demoness, you know, Tataki demoness. Then Lord Ramchandra said, so this Tataki demoness is compared to avidya. You may become free from Manoveg and Sharira Veg, but there is a chance that we may be attacked by avidya, ignorance. So when the ignorance takes us again into willful of sinful activities, that is why when Ramchandra was he told Ramchandra, you destroy this Tatakai. Ramchandra was thinking, arey, when I come as Krishna also, first demon I have to kill is Putana, and this time also. Then that's why he did not want to kill. He was trying to disable and all. Ramchandra said, no, these demons, you know, become very strong in the night time. So you just kill. Right? In the same way, this avidya becomes very strong. We should not try to, you know, disable or anything. We should destroy. So Lord Ramchandra destroyed avidya. Then then what happens? Vishwamitra Muni, then Rama destroyed avidya with, you know, then Vishwamitra Muni surrendered all his arms. Right? That time, you know, Bala, Ati Bala and all, he gave. Right? So, when avidya is destroyed, a sadhaka surrenders everything to Krishna. Surrenders everything to Krishna. Then he tried to kill Marichi and Subahu. Like I told you, Sanchit Karma and Agami Karma. So, when a devotee surrenders to Krishna, you know, he uses some of this, you know, Agami Karma to purify that person. But as soon as you surrender to Krishna, even not completely also, you know, Sanchit Karma is completely destroyed. Right? That is why, Srila Prabhupada, once somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, some disciples, Prabhupada, can you, in Vrindavan, can you suggest some, very good astrologer, you know, very good astrologer. Prabhupada said, there is no need to consult any astrologer, because when you come in front of Krishna Balaram and chant, clapping and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All the lines will change, Srila Prabhupada said. Right? Devotees nowadays, they consult, you know, astrologer. But Prabhupada mana kiya tha. Our Sevatul Prabhu was telling one incident. I don't tell the name of that sannyasi, one devotee. He went to Bangalore and then to consult one very famous astrologer there. So he wanted to consult the astrologer whether he should take sannyas or whether he should become a guru. Right? So then several he is serving, and then whilst like Navayogendra Maharaj, his habit of somebody reads Krishna book for him when taking prasad, like that he was taking prasad and he said, why didn't you read Krishna book? I said, Maharaj, Prabhu, which, from where? Anywhere. So he just randomly opened the page and that page, you know, it came. Devotees usually they don't consult astrologers and all. They depend on Krishna. Like that. Still he consulted, it seems. Anyway, so when we surrender to Krishna, you know, Krishna destroys all our karma. So we don't have to bother. So we should simply depend on Krishna. Whatever he ordains, we should accept. We should not worry what the future holds for us. Prabhupada said, okay, you know, you come to know about future. So what will you do? Right? What will you do? Like that. So, then Vishwamitra Muni, he stayed in Siddhashram. Why? Siddhashram means he became perfect. So how he became perfect? By completely surrendering to Lord Ramchandra. Right? Later on he took them to Mithila and performed the marriage of Sita. And then after that, you will not find any reference to Vishwamitra Muni in Ramayana, because he said, now I am completely surrendered to Lord Ramchandra. I don't want to do anything else. And he left the Siddhashram. Don't look for me. Like that, he went to Himalayas. And then he perfected his life. And the same devotee, same Vishwamitra Muni, comes as a Brahmana who fixed the marriage of Krishna and Rukmini. And also, as a Brahmana, again in the pastimes of Lord Gauranga, he fixed the marriage of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vishnu Priya, like that. So, from this story of Vishwamitra Muni, you know, we have to learn the process of surrender, right? So, what is the process he followed? First, he should become a sadhaka, right? Accept Ramchandra or Krishna as a Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then, lust will attack us. Then, we should destroy the Kamdev by making him Ananga. Right? Then we have to conquer Sharir Veg and Mono Veg by immersing in the holy names of the Lord. Then, by reading Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, we should destroy our avidya. Right? Then, you know, when avidya is destroyed, a sadhaka surrenders everything to Krishna. Then Krishna takes charge. When Krishna takes charge, we will become perfect. Then, that's why Prabhupada is saying, Janma karma chame divyam, evam yu veti tatvataha, tyaktva deham punar janma, naiti mam, eti so Arjuna. Right? So, like this, Prabhupada says, it's very easy, simply by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. So, Krishna is saying, think of me all the time. A devotee may say, my mind is very disturbed. You know? I cannot think of you all the time. Manmana bhava madbhakto, become my devotee. Oh, becoming your devotee is very difficult. Somebody may say, no, madhyaji, worship me. Oh, temple worship and all is very complicated. I cannot worship. Then mam namaskuru. We cannot do all these things. At least pay off, offer obeisances, come to the temple. Right? So very simple. Even a child can do purposes. Like that, we should dedicate our lives for surrendering to Krishna, and the surrendering process is unlimited. Even after Golok Vrindavan also, you can keep on surrendering. The surrendering process never finishes. The more you surrender in Golok Vrindavan also, the more you become humble, the more you get Krishna prema, more. Like that. More and more the humble, more and more Krishna prema. Like that. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments?
the people who are qualified to go to hell, the Yamdutakam, those who are qualified to go to Vaikuntha, Vishnu Dutakam, and so for those who are qualified to go to higher planets, which type of Duta, Indra Dutakam or?
Devdutas, yes. usually Archir Adi, these yogis and all, they go to, they catch the sun rays and go up.
They go by themselves.
There is one way to go to hellish planets also. If you go to Naimisharanya, you know, Naimisharanya, there is a Chakratirtha. That Chakratirtha, one king, I think, he went and asked Lord Brahma where to perform sacrifice. Then he said, I will release this chakra. Wherever this chakra falls, you can, he will do perform sacrifice. So he, when he threw the chakra, it fell in the Naimisharanya. So because he threw it from Brahmaloka, it made such a big hole that hole went up to Narakaloka, Patal Loka. So Britishers also, they tried, it seems. They took some 200 meters long or something, very long rope, and they tried to find the bottom. They could not find, nobody could find the bottom. Whoever jumps into that will go down. Like that. So that way also you can go to Patal Loka. Try.
Thank you.
Anything else? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.